If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
The following is a high-five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Here we go. Welcome. It's our number one, hour one of the Original Recipe, Ben Maller Show podcast. A programming note, at the end of this week, on Friday, I will be making a rare and appropriate Maller meet and greet appearance. First one of 2024, and we will be in Charleston, South Carolina. So if you're in that area or within reasonable driving distance, and you want information on that from 3 o'clock till 5 o'clock in the afternoon, all the information is on my Facebook page. And my Instagram, it's pinned to the top, so check that out. And the Fifth Hour podcast this past weekend, we talked about that as well. But here in hour one, it's all about a radio roast. Well, in this case, a TV roast that we've turned into a radio roast. Give me your reaction to the Tom Brady Netflix comedy roast. Also, what is your favorite part of the said roast of Tom Brady? Is it true that Tom Brady's NFL zinger will continue to have legs? And who would you like to see get roasted next? We'll answer all those questions and more right now. Here it is, our number one. Crank up the chuckles. Welcome in the beginning of a brand new week of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere, like teammates, as we stay the course, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and hypnotically powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the CAS, the National Weather Service forecast, 5 to 7 inches, a powdery mix of marginal sports takes, as we are hanging out, broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. And Rob in Minnesota thinks that's a lot. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. You survived another weekend. Congratulations. And we are back at it, a hybrid type of a week, which will conclude on Friday with the Maller meet and greet. Now, our lead this hour, not from the NBA. I made an editorial decision, a last-minute editorial decision. My original plan was to go paint by numbers, to come in here and bore you with hot cadaver talk, the Cavs and the Orlando Magic playing the lone NBA game on Sunday. So I thought, oh, I'd come in here and let's talk about that. But that did not make the cut. Instead, we go to Netflix. Consider this hour a throwback hour to the pandemic of years ago, because we kick off the week with a Maller review of a TV show. Not a movie. A TV show. A flashback, if you were with us back during the pandemic when we did entire nights on The Last Dance, the documentary about the Jordan Bulls when sports were shut down. So I don't know if you saw this or not. Maybe not. We had talked about it last week, but for several hours, the GOAT was slow-cooked on live television, well, streaming, the roast of Tom Brady, a.k.a. the greatest roast of all time, hosted by Kevin Hart and a gaggle of people that think they're famous, and some that actually are. And I sat on my ass. I did not see the beginning of it. I got caught up. I forgot what time it was. I lost track of time. And then once we got settled in, I was in. And I thought, well, I'll probably watch maybe 10 minutes of this, and then I'm good. I don't need to see the whole thing. And I kept watching, and I kept watching, and I didn't turn it off. From the point I turned it on for the rest of the night, I was in. So let us discuss the question. Give me your reaction to Tom Brady's comedy roast, the greatest roast of all time. So it was billed. So I've got Hot Tub, Michelin, and KFC. And we will combine all of these things together, and we are going to make a spoiler alert, So if you haven't seen it, I know Netflix is going to rebroadcast this thing on demand. We're going to spoil most of it, so we are the spoil sport. Now, you know I hate everything. I'm a critic. I come in here, I rip apart everything. I get paid to be critical. This was the most entertainment I've gotten from watching a TV show that wasn't my own TV show in years. Bravo, right? I mean, my God, it was great. It takes a lot at this point. I'm pretty jaded, pretty cynical at this point. It takes a lot to get me to laugh. And there were several guffaws that took place watching this Tom Brady radio roast. And in the age that we're living in, you can't say that. Oh, my God. Oh, you know, let's get a mob out there, the woke army and all the crap that is out there today. You know, cancel him. Yeah. We went in to the hot tub time machine. I'm still not sure whether or not I fell into some kind of portal and I'm in a different dimension. But in the hot tub time machine, we set a few hours aside, just a few hours here on a random Sunday night in May. And we flash back to what I think is the golden age of comedy. That nothing is off limits. Jokes about everything. Even the isms. Several viewers probably needing a safe space watching this here. No grab ass. It was all fair game. Dana White, of all people, not funny. But he got up there. He did 60 seconds. Did a trans joke. Yeah, Jeff Ross make a joke about Robert Kraft and the massage at Tom Brady. Appeared to be upset. I don't know if he was acting or not, but he appeared to be upset by that. Bill Belichick mocking the Apple TV documentary. A lot of Alex Guerrero jokes, a lot of Aaron Hernandez jokes. I think Justin in Cincinnati, who's been sending Aaron Hernandez jokes in for years, is one of the ghost writers for this comedy roast because they really went over the top with that. Kim Kardashian got booed off stage. Well, almost off stage. She was taken aback by the boos, but not real popular. So those are some of the highlights. Now, what was your favorite part, though? Page two here. What was your favorite part of the roast of Tom Brady? So that is rather easy. I didn't think on my bingo card when I was watching this, I did not think this would be on there. I didn't even know really who this was. I'd heard the name in the past, but never really spent more than half a second thinking about this person. A woman by the name of Nikki Glaser. Who? I don't know. She's been doing comedy for 20 years, but now, as the saying goes, an overnight sensation. Man, was she amazing in the comedy nation there. As I would rate her particular set during the Tom Brady roast as a Michelin star prime rib. Killed it. Absolutely killed it. 99% of what was said here cannot be played on the commercial airwaves of Fox Sports Radio, unfortunately. I wish we could play some of that. But she did have a Gronk caveman bit, ripping Tom Brady and the crypto scam and all that, which was pretty good. Most of the athletes, I thought, were eh. I mean, the joke writing, they're just repeating the jokes. They're just reading off a teleprompter. They're like doing that. We call that the Tom Looney in the TV business. We just read off a prompter. But Drew Bledsoe,
He did have a 28th wedding anniversary joke that was pretty good at the expense of Tom Brady. And then Brady had some top-notch joke writers, as you would expect. If they're going to have Brady hosted, you're going to save the top jokes for Brady. And he was able to mock, if you saw the end of it, he mocked the Chiefs fans for having a certain pop star, which means they're all a bunch of 14-year-old girls, and the Kim Kardashian joke about Kanye West, which was more about Kanye West than anything else, which was pretty good. Now, the last part of this, as this is a whole different animal, is it true that Tom Brady's NFL zinger is going to have legs? So I will promise you that some hack blogger slash influencer is going to try to take this and run to the races and win the medal with this. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, maybe you missed it. So the joke writers for Tom Brady set him up for the Mona Lisa, the masterpiece of jokes. He read the following joke. He said the NFL, this is Tom Brady, said the NFL spent $20 million and found that I was more probable than not, it was more probable than not, that I was generally aware that someone may have deflated my footballs. The joke read from Brady. Brady continued, said, you could have just given me the $20 million and I would have just told you I effing did it. Close quote. So you know that's going to be taken to extreme. He admitted it. Oh, my God. Brady admitted it. He admitted it in a comedy roast. Now, it is true that Sigmund Freud said it best, that there's a grain of truth in every joke. So I don't disagree with that point. But whether or not that was Brady's, if you ask Brady, but you admitted to it, Brady would say, well, no, it was written for me. I didn't admit it. It was a good joke. And it was a good joke. I laughed at it. I thought it was pretty funny. So who should get roasted next? They got to keep doing these things. I demand it. If not, I'm going to cancel my Netflix subscription, which I hardly ever watch anyway. But who would you like to see get roasted next? Now, personally, as a gas bag and blowhard, my vote goes for the four horsemen of the apocalypse, otherwise known as the four commissioners of major North American sport, Rob Manfred, Gary Bettman, Adam Silver, and Roger the Dodger Goodell. I'd be down for all that. Now, unfortunately, that is way too sporty. Tom Brady crosses over, even though he's mostly for sports hardos. He does cross over to people that aren't sports people. But in all honesty, the person who ends up being roasted doesn't really matter. It's the formula. And we've seen this in the past. Comedy Central used to do these kind of things. Now Netflix is doing it. But they uncorked at Netflix the great ingredients. You have KFC's secret blend of 11 herbs and spices, and you just follow the recipe, and I'm there. I'll have a big bucket of popcorn, and we'll do it live. We'll do it live. I'll write it. We'll do it live, just like that, and that's all you got to do. No, it was really good, and I wish I could rip it. I wish I could sit here and kill it, and because that would be better talk radio, but I liked it. I laughed. I thought it was funny. They nailed it, so good job by them. I did not expect that. I thought it'd be funny. I thought I'd watch a few minutes of it, but I ended up watching everything. When I turned it on, a little after it started, the rest of the way, I was there for a couple hours. It is the Ben Maller Show. If you'd like to comment on any of that, you are more than welcome. Now, normally, the speakeasy rules are in effect, but it is a short week for me, so we will take your calls. 877-99 on Fox. That's 877-996-6369. Also, on X, at Ben Maller. That is at Ben Maller. If you'd like to be part of the program, you can join us on X. I might read your comments on the air. Setting the record straight, or was he setting the record straight? We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hey, it's Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Kumho tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
The Ben Maller Show is a collaborative effort. You're invited to communicate with those of us on this side of the microphones. You can follow your host on X. He's at Ben Maller. And you can post that and follow me, Eddie Garcia, your humble sidekick, the voice of reason, your news guy, your announcer guy. I'm at Eddie on Fox.
Go King Eddie!
And I'm live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Trucker Joe writes in, says, Ben, do not go swimming out in Charleston. Heard them sharks waiting for your appearance. Yeah. So he sent me a story trying to scare me that some guy was bitten off the South Carolina coast and where I'm going later this week. And my response is, yeah, the guy was 20 miles off of the ocean. So if you're 20 miles out, you're going to, there's sharks out there. They're hungry. They're going to eat you. Matt,
hold on a second.
What's that?
You're not going in the water, number one.
Well, what I do, Eddie, is I put my feet in the water. That's what I do.
Yeah.
Well, I walk
sharks,
up and
sharks
down
do attack in shallow water, though.
No, but I'll be fine. I just like walk on the wave.
That's there. Fine. You're fine if you're just putting your tootsies in. But
what are you? Are you an ocean expert, Eddie?
No, I just have some knowledge in some things. And
yeah.
Sharks do attack in shallow water.
You got to watch out for those jellyfish. They can get you too. A little jellyfish, and there's a lot of things.
I don't think they'll kill you though. They just will just hurt you.
Mess you up. They can mess you up. Matt loved the Maller monologue. Matt, the Warrior Raider fan, says 10 out of 10 on the Maller monologue. The Clippers eliminator of the weekend, but a good job by you starting with the Tom Brady radio roast, or the TV roast, rather. Queen Roxanne approves. Great jokes. You nailed it. Now, we will get to the Clippers later. We will get to those. Patricia, our friend who used to live in New England, now is in Vegas. She says, I agree. Nikki was probably the funniest of all. I laughed the most when she was up there. It was overall very good. Did you watch any of this? Did you watch any of the Tom Brady comedy roast?
I did not.
You did not?
Nope.
Bad job by you. It was amazing. Laughed my ass off. Slim Tim enjoyed the fifth hour podcast over the weekend. Thank you for that. Thank you for downloading. Mark the Walker says the best part of the roast was the whole damn thing. We should roast Brian Finley on the podcast, says Mark. Well, I don't know. But some people around here get very sensitive when they get roasted. G-Mange in Chicago says, great start to the week with the Mallow Monologue. A+. Side note, we need a selfie of Lorraine wearing the cheese hat.
Oh!
F. Altuve. So
What now?
Well, he wants a selfie of Lorena wearing.
He wants
cheese
inside hat. Images from my daily life.
Behind the
is there a cheese hat thing that I'm not knowing about?
What? Oh my God, Eddie! She's mentioned what? It multiple times. That's
you
a bad
have,
job by you.
You've seen my cheese hat. I've worn it like three times, Eddie.
Eddie, that's a bad.
Oh,
job.
The yellow bucket hat.
That's
a cheese hat.
Yeah. It's
oh
cheese.
My God! Right
no.
Over his head.
That's not a cheese hat.
The killer
yes,
of fun.
It is.
There are literally. When
it's
you're,
not a cheese-shaped hat.
It's not
well,
a
but
hat.
Lorena, in the sports world, you may not know this, but Green Bay Packers fans wear blocks of cheese hats on their head made of various different things. Now that's a cheese hat.
That's a horrible fashion choice. Mine is cute.
Yeah. Well, the cheese, you know, the Packers bought that company, Eddie, that made the cheese heads.
Yeah, it was a wise move on their part.
Well, I guess. I mean, I don't know. They're going to price gouge people. Arik in Minnesota writes and says, I must be a unicorn. I never saw the Tiger Show, the MJ Show, or any other shows that were huge during the pandemic. I don't even have the interweb. I'm a little disappointed that you did not start with the NBA. Well, people complain when I do the NBA, and then when I don't do the NBA, they complain. Stuck in Sacramento says A+. On the Mallow Monologue, I was looking for something to watch on the boob tube. Benny versus the Penny isn't on, and your Roger Ebert-worthy recommendation will get me to watch the Tom Brady roast like your meat. Well done. Yes, we're here for you. Ferg Dog writes and says, I haven't seen the Tom Brady radio roast yet, but I did see the Doyers bully the overrated Atlanta Braves all weekend long. He says, Ferg Dog is a lifelong Dodger fan. I love to see it. He's been a Dodger fan.
Did you get out there to the ravine this weekend?
I did, actually. I did. First time I was out there. And I should have texted our friend, the bus driver. I saw that he was out there the night I was out there, but I did not text him. I didn't think he would be out there because I don't think they were giving anything away. I thought he only goes to the games to give stuff away. But it was a little awkward, Eddie, because I did come across some people that you have ripped on the air on this show.
Like
said hello to me. There's a certain play-by-play guy that you ripped
Nevret?
That's not his name. You don't even know how to say his name. Yeah, that would be it. Yeah. He said hello. But part of me thinks he heard you rip it.
I don't think I ripped him. I just said I didn't care for him.
You said he sucks.
I didn't care for him as a Pirates announcer, so I was glad he wasn't doing that anymore.
I think you forget what you said.
You suck!
Yeah, but it's fine. It was fine. I mean,
I did not say he sucked.
He didn't bring it up.
But I might have thought it. Yeah,
you thought it, but you didn't say it.
I didn't say it.
But Rick Monday says hello. Mo listens to the show. He's a big fan of the show.
I did not know when he did his famous saving of the flag,
yeah,
which was at Dodger Stadium, that he was not on the Dodgers.
He's on the Cubs.
He's on the Cubs. I didn't know that.
In the Cubs.
Things you learn.
First ever number one pick in baseball's draft was?
Rick Monday. Arizona
Mo
State?
Monday. I think that's right. Just go with it. King Rory writes in, says, I would suggest you, Ben Maller, but you already get roasted 4 hours a night, 5 days a week. Seriously. Now, I believe the next Netflix roast should be Dwayne The Rock Johnson, especially the latest that came out about him peeing in water bottles during the filming. Yeah, I saw that story last week about Dwayne Johnson being a douchebag. Man. Rob in Vegas says, Nikki Glaser was the star of the show. She killed it. Bill Belichick was a good sport as well. Funny stuff. Yeah, she was awesome. I've heard her name, but I never really thought anything of it. I mean, I didn't stop to watch anything she'd ever done, but man, she was outstanding. So, have to kind of catch up on that, I guess. Nature Boy says, sharks like feet in shallow H2O. Well, thank you for that. I got big feet, too. The sharks will love me. They'll be all over my feet. They'll be like, these are the greatest feet in the world. We're all about those feet. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful feet. Let's go to the phone.
Sound like Rex Ryan.
We'll say hello to Andre in the Commonwealth. Hello, Andre.
Good evening, Ben. It's good to be with you. Listen, I have no problem with you beginning the show with the Tom Brady roast. Only one game in the NBA. But beyond that, I think there's a lot of meat on this bone, Ben. First of all, what the heck is Tom Brady doing allowing all the world to make fun of him in this Netflix special less than a year or, you know, just over a year removed from when he left the football field? Even though it's good for his ratings and it's good, it's, you know, it's all the people are talking about it. But, you know, I think he's holding
What are you talking about? What? I thought it was wonderful. Don't take yourself so seriously, right? Come on. It was fine. What was wrong with it? There was nothing wrong with it.
I do think there's something wrong with it in that you didn't see Jordan, two snaps after we left the Bulls. Well, obviously, it's a different era with the social media. All I'm saying is, fine, it's good for your brand.
But they should have done a Michael Jordan roast. It would have been better. It would have humanized Michael Jordan. It would have been great. Bust balls. That's what we do. We bust balls. It was fine. I loved it. I like Brady more now.
Point taken, man. Here's my quick rejoiner. Does he want to join you on the airwaves of Fox Sports and be a commentator, as he said, making his $300 million? Or, to my point, is this just Tom Brady saying he can't leave the limelight and he's going to be looking to get a deal with a team like the Las Vegas Raiders to get back onto the football field? It's good, you know, whatever. Good for your brand, keeps you trending and fashionable. But LeBron James plays this game every year, and he doesn't have to let people make fun of him.
Yeah, I don't know what Brady's going to do. Everyone says he's going to do it. I'll believe it when I see Brady calling games on Fox that he's actually going to do it. A lot can change between now and September when he's supposed to start calling games and all that. We'll find out. But who cares whether he calls the games or not, whether he goes and plays for the Raiders or goes and plays for whoever. It doesn't matter. It was a fun night. It was great. I enjoyed it. I laughed, and a lot of people laughed. Good for him.
Okay, good, you know, good laugh.
And to you, Andre, I say, I'm going to quote one of the great movies of all time, Stripes, lighten up, Francis. That's what I say to you. You just got to lighten up a little bit.
All right, Ben, I'll lighten up. But, again, Tom, just put the helmet back on. Get back out there on the field. We know that that's inevitable.
He was done with Tampa Bay the last year he played. He couldn't play anymore. He stunk. All right. Thank you. Oh, there you go. Lighten up, Francis.
Oh, Uncle Hulka.
That's the line right there. It's a quality line.
It's been a long time since I've seen that movie. I need to watch that movie again.
It's an old movie. That's why.
Yeah.
But they stopped making good movies a while ago, so you got to watch old movies because they don't make good movies anymore.
Yeah, they do make some good movies.
I disagree. Yeah. It's like that old the radio guy in San Francisco used to. He ended every show with that quote, "Angels fly because they take themselves lightly." You got to take yourself lightly. You can't be a hardo. Nobody wants a hardo. All right, anyway, it is the Ben Maller Show. We will press on. Straight ahead for us, a setting the record straight situation and a shocker of shockers from the Tom Brady radio roast. Actually, it's a TV roast, but we'll get to that. But right now, let's get you caught up on everything going on in the overnight. And we say hello to Edmund Garcia.
By the way, I have a story if you want to hear it about my trip into the studio today.
Okay, all right.
You want to hear it?
Well, you want to wait for it or you want to save it?
It's up to you.
It won't be in the podcast if you say it now because they cut out your updates.
Whatever. It's up to you. What do you want? You want to hear a story now?
Give it to me now.
All right, so we've talked before about getting pulled over, you know, on the way into the show. So there was an accident on the 405, and I was delayed probably about 10 minutes. So I wanted to try and get here on time. So I was going about 90, and there was a car right on my butt there. I'm like, why is this guy, you know, I'm like, I'm in the fast lane. I'm going 90. I'm like, look, dude, if 90 is not enough for you, you can pass me. I'm not moving over. Right.
Yeah.
So then he moved over to the carpool lane and was kind of right on my hip there for a long time. I'm like, this is kind of weird. Then he pulled behind me again and then he pulled up alongside of me and I looked over and it was a CHP.
You, wait, Eddie, you didn't notice the CHP, like the lights?
He didn't have his lights on.
No, I know, but I'm always mad dogging behind me. I'm always looking for it, because you can tell what kind of car.
I'm usually pretty good at picking them up, but I did
not
in this case. Well, in this case.
Yeah.
So he pulled up alongside me, and I looked over at him, and he never looked at me, and then he had his sights set on a different car. And they were changing lanes, and he followed them, and I was like, wow, all right. So.
That exact thing has happened to me on the way here, except he pulled alongside of me in the carpool lane and, like, you know, paced me, and then went over his, like, loudspeaker thing.
Oh, he talked to you.
And said, slow down.
Wow.
And I was like,
I'm fine with that. I'm good with that.
Yeah, as long as they don't pull me over. So.
I'm all right. Did you follow all? Because I passed. I took the driving test, Eddie, a couple weeks ago.
I know. You didn't tell us how they went. Good for you.
One take. Didn't study. And I was surrounded by old people that failed the driving test. I felt bad for them because they didn't get their license.
Yeah, well, it's probably safer that they're not out there, to be honest with you.
Maybe not. But yeah, I've been pulled over a few times. And the most famous one was I got pulled over in Los Feliz, neighborhood of L.A., and the cop says, where are you going? So I'm like, I'm going to the radio station. He says, oh, yeah, that's cool. What station? And so I said, I said where I work. And I was like, okay, this guy's going to let me out of the ticket. And then I says, what's your name? I said, my name. And he said, I've never heard of you. Do you know who Petros is? wonderful.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The following is a High Five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your High Five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hey, it's Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Hankook tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Hankook test results and tire ratings and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Now, I don't know if this is going to be a Maller monologue at some point. I'd kind of be surprised if it isn't, but maybe it won't be. But there's a story out of the NFL that I maybe you'll mention.
What's
JJ Watt future Hall of Fame player, former
come up later on.
Three-time NFL Defensive Player of the Year, kind of hinting that he could return to the NFL. Of course, he needs to be asked to come back. He said in a radio interview that DeMeco Ryans, the head coach of the Texans, that he told him, if you need me, I'll be there. He said, but don't call unless you absolutely need me. But if you do need me, I will be there.
It's so obvious that he's staying in shape. He's tired. He's done TV. He knows he's not good at it, so he wants to go play.
Well, it's also now that you're good again.
And he was an abject failure. He was winning Defensive Player of the Year every other year with the Texans, and then in the playoffs he would disappear, and the team would suck in the playoffs. So he's like, he wants another opportunity. Another swing at it. We'll talk more about that later. It is the Ben Maller Show as we continue on. And Mark the Walker says, I think I speak for the entire Maller Militia when I say Eddie is our big toe. Lighten up, Francis. Natron writes in, says, Ralph Barbieri was the guy that used to say angels fly because they take themselves lightly also.
Oh, the razor.
Yeah, Ralph Barbieri, a longtime Bay Area guy. Rest in peace, he says. Also, on that note, what is Tony Bruno doing nowadays? I used to have a segment every morning with Gary Radnich, big Bay Area radio guy back in the day. Tony is, he was doing a podcast. I think he still is. He's living in Florida. I saw Tony at the Super Bowl in Vegas this past February with Miss Robin, and I've been on Tony's kind of podcast streaming show. I've been on with him a couple of times, but Tony's doing well. He's had a few health issues now and again, but overall he's doing pretty good. Sharon writes in, says, I think I just heard you say, or a caller's comments about Belichick's comments being fun. I don't think I have ever heard Belichick and fun used in the same sentence. There's a reason. Now, speaking of Belichick, I bring this up. Bill Belichick trying to set the record straight during the comedy roast, and he did have a couple of good lines. He ripped the apple. I think what you're referencing, what I referenced, you're trying to quote me, but you didn't remember exactly what I said, Sharon, is that Belichick, he poked fun at Robert Kraft paying for a hit job, a hatchet job on Belichick, that Apple 10-part Patriot documentary, which was a rip job on Belichick mostly. But then Belichick also tried to set the record straight, as we mentioned, in comedy, there's a little nugget of truth in every joke. And Bill Belichick said of the rivalry with Tom Brady, he said it was both of us because of me, which is that's a good line, right? That's a pretty funny line. It was both of us because of me, which is technically not wrong. Because if Belichick, who was the GM there and picking the players, if he doesn't pick Tom Brady, then Brady goes and runs off and plays for the Chargers or the Seahawks or somebody else, and who knows what happens. Now, the shocker of a joke, or was it really? Rob Gronkowski guffawed, stunned, that his expat teammate, Julian Edelman, joked about Aaron Hernandez being hung during the Tom Brady radio roast. They caught
you don't say.
The reaction shot there. I haven't heard that many Aaron Hernandez jokes since I read Justin in Cincinnati's timeline. It's been a fair amount of time. Let's go back to the phones and we'll say hello to Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe. Let's say hello to Blind Scott, who's on the north end of Boston. Hello, Blind Scott.
Welcome.
Let's see. Where is Scott? I do not hear Scott. Where did Scott
go? Hold on.
All right, we'll get Scott up.
All right, there we go.
You
got to pod me up. You got to pod me up, everybody. Hey, dude. Hey, thing here, man. What a great night last night in Boston. They got these Toronto fans, Toronto Maple Leafs fans. They're such losers. They were all crying. My new thing is they got these calls and on the radio. When the radio guy sees the puck cross the line, he has a hard time seeing it, so he never makes the right call. So that's pretty funny. But there was such a big day in hockey today. I haven't heard anybody on Fox Sports Radio mention it all day long. Like, we're so embedded here in the Northeast in hockey. The New York Rangers, the Maple Leafs, the Bruins, all these fans, man. Hey, one thing you didn't point out, Drew Bledsoe, he got paid to go to that Netflix roach. Like, they paid him like big money, like $100,000 to go there. It's a lot of money invested in that. That was so cool. Like, I was surprised you didn't know who Nikki Glaser was, though. She's a pretty famous comedian. Ben, I was telling you, I have this friend. She's a scientist. She's building this thing that can receive any radio signal. She's over there in those, they call them like the Torrey Pines flight fields in California. She's seeing like all these radio signals come in from all over the world. I was reading some of the data. You wouldn't believe like where a radio signal can come from. Some of it comes from aliens. Some of it comes from the Coast Guard. Radio signals can come from just about anybody who's transmitting any type of radio signal.
Yeah.
But one thing, Eddie, when you looked at the police officer, did you tell him that you were white? Is that why he didn't pull you over? Was it a white dude that was driving? Because I don't think Sean the Hood guy would have got the same treatment you would have
wow,
got.
Wow, look at that. Stirring the pot there. Blind Scott, who can't even see anything, is spinning that. All right, well, thank you, Scott. Tremendous commentary there, unless it wasn't. So the story over the week, the Lakers, while we were away, did the Friday news dump. They fired their coach, Darvin Ham, which was not a shocker. You knew he was toast. I guess I guess we didn't hang up on Blind Scott. All right, there we go. Now we've hung up on him. He hung up on him. I know it's the beginning of a new week. We'll get the act together. So over the weekend, the Lakers whacked their head coach, Darvin Ham. They said bye-bye to Darvin Ham. And immediately, on the Friday news dump, there was a rush to put big names as the next Laker coach. Some of the names I saw over the weekend. You saw Jason Kidd mentioned, Ty Lue, the Clippers coach. He was mentioned as well. And so what's going on here? This is all leverage. It's all leverage play. Like, all these coaches complain. I think it's unfair Darvin Ham got fired. But yet, I get it. They're right out in front. Like, hey, pay me more money. I might go there. So, like, Jason Kidd. Does anyone think Jason Kidd is the reason the Mavericks beat the Clippers? No, the Clippers beat themselves. I wasn't even impressed with the Mavericks. And Jason Kidd going to get an extension for more money. But he's going to get an extension not because the Mavericks beat the Clippers, per se, or the Clippers lost to the Mavericks, but because of the money that the Lakers might throw at him. And the Ty Lue thing, come on. LeBron's going to opt out of his contract anyway. All these media guys are like, well, LeBron's going to go back to the Lakers. Well, A, we don't know if that's true. And B, even if he does go back, LeBron likes a sock puppet. He enjoys a nice sock puppet. That's what he wants. So that's not flattering to have your name tied to the Laker job. It is the Ben Maller Show. Time now for the Who Am I game. A blatant attempt to get you to listen a little bit longer. Thus, we call it the Who Am I game. And here it is for today. Jamal Murray, that's a basketball player for the Denver Nuggets, is one of 55 players in NBA history to have at least 17 playoff games with 30 points scored. The only other player on that list not to have at least four All-Star seasons, by the way, Jamal Murray doesn't have one, but the only other player on that list not to have four All-Star seasons was me. Who am I? The answer. We'll get to it. We'll do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is the greatest show on overnight audio earth. It's even better when you join our curious world. We would be appreciative to have you. You can co-mingle with fellow Maller Militia members on Facebook and Instagram. It's just a few clicks away. Go to facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And on Instagram, it's at Ben Maller on Fox. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
And time now for the Who Am I game, a blatant attempt to get you to listen a little bit longer. And here it is.
Who?
Jamal Murray, that's a basketball player for Denver.
Who?
He is one of 55 players in NBA history to have at least 17 playoff games with 30 points scored. The only other player on that list not to have at least four All-Star seasons was me. Who am I? That is the question. What is the answer? And Jamal Murray, not a single All-Star appearance in his career. The Nuggets trailing. They lost to the Minnesota basketball team over the weekend as the Timberwolves have the advantage. Let's see. Does anyone know the answer? We go to the great unwashed, the hoi polloi, to see. And John Havlicek, guessed by HL. Havlicek stole the ball. Cowboy Killer says it has to be Mr. Burns. Excellent is the answer. Mark the Walker says, one of the goofballs sitting with Dana White at the Tom Brady Radio Roast. Blake Trinan, guest by Ferg Dog. Bobby Thigpen from Mr. Nice Guy. Dick Van Arsdale from the Dick Pole account. Ravishing Rick Rude, guest by Rob in Vegas. Who else we have? Page Down, Eek in Roseville, Minnesota, going with Corey McGetty as his answer. Artis Gilmore from Dante. Page Down. We'll skip over that. Ryan Stiles from the King Rory. Eric Sleepy Floyd, guest by Rob in Minnesota. Arik in the Twin Cities going with Isaiah Jr. J.R. Writer as his answer. Elvin Hayes from the New York Bozo. Drazen Petrovich tossed out by G-Manage in Chicago. Alf, the alien opiner, going with the Hansen brothers as his answer. Tracy McGrady, T-Mac from Trucker Joe. And you got to have a fall guy. Meadowlark Lemon, the great Globetrotter from Larry D. That's his answer. Who else do we have? Page Down. Nate Archibald. Tiny Nate Archibald from Wally in Florida. Justin in Cincinnati says Blind Scott is going to be eligible for multiple categories on the Bennies when they come around next year. The top callers on the show. Who else? Bobby Brady, guest by Harry Pothead. Todd Dashing in Iowa, going with John Konkak, although I think he misspelled John Konkak's name. Tony the Tiger from Slim Tim, that's his answer. All right, Eddie, what say you? Again, the question. Jamal Murray, one of 55 players in NBA history to have at least 17 playoff games with 30 points scored. The only other player on that big board to not have at least four All-Star seasons was me. Jamal Murray does not have a single All-Star season for the Nugs. All right, what say you, Eddie?
Ben, I'm going to go with former Toronto Raptors legend Brad Lohaus.
It's a good name. Played with the Celtics, Timberwolves, bunch of teams. Is it Brad Lohaus? Is that the answer? No, that is incorrect, Eddie. It's a bad job by you. The correct answer from the old Seattle Supersonics back in 1979, Gus Williams. Gus Williams is the answer. Do you remember Gus Williams, Eddie, that before your time?
I remember the name. I do.
You know the name. He was nicknamed, I believe, the Wizard was his nickname. I don't think he was an actual wizard, though. That was just a nickname.
Well, the Wizards, I don't know that they were around.
He was nicknamed the Wizard. I don't know if he was actually, but he played with a bunch of teams. But he was on the Sonics when they won the championship. And I think he missed an entire season of his career, if I remember correctly, because of a holdout. He just like took a year off.
Not a lot of Gus's out there anymore. It's a little old school name.
I remember there was a movie about a Gus that was really good.
So
at
do I.
Yes, yeah, so. Really good. But we're old, Eddie.
I know.
That's
Oyich.
Oh yeah.
That's what they said when they make him kick the ball.
Yeah.
The following is a high five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
A collision between a Chinese jet and an American spy plane.
He came and rammed into our left wing.
With relations increasingly strained, what are the chances of things spinning out of control?
The Western world was asleep.
I'm Gordon Carrera. I'll be exploring the friction in this most important of relationships and asking, has the West taken its eye off the ball?
You cannot ignore China.
From BBC Radio 4, this is Shadow War, China and the West. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.